It's Muffed. Let's walk through a big year. This is the Patriots 2025 season in review. Muffed. Drake May finished the season as the most accurate quarterback in football against expectation, plus 9.1% over what he was supposed to complete, number one in the league. Here's how a second-year quarterback turned into the most efficient passer in football, how a two-headed backfield ran for over 2,000 yards, and the one defensive number that explains why the Super Bowl slipped away. 14-3, AFC East champs, 2-seed in the AFC, 3 playoff wins to get to Glendale, and then a 29-13 loss to Seattle in the Super Bowl. The Patriots smashed all year, they just got muffed on the biggest stage. Let's set the table. The offense posted plus 160.9 total expected points added. How much every snap pushed New England's scoring chances above league average, number one in football. The defense came in at minus 45.5 expected points added allowed. And remember, big negative on defense is good. That ranked 11th. They converted 43.6% of their third down, sixth in the league, and finished drives 67.5% of their scoring drives ended in touchdowns, not field goals, and the variance read was steady. Outside of the week one stumble against the Raiders and the week three loss to Pittsburgh, this team won 12 in a row, scored at least 24 points in 15 of 17 games, and lost just one regular season game after October. Not a boom or bust roster, a floor team that kept raising its ceiling. Now let's talk about the passing offense, the number one passing attack in the league, plus 158.3 expected points added through the air on 551 attempts, plus 0.29 per dropback. May threw for 4,394 yards and 31 touchdowns against 8 interceptions, completing 72% of his throws against an expected completion percentage of 62.8. Said simply, he was completing 9% more passes than he was supposed to every single week. Stephon Diggs was the lead target with 85 catches for 10-13 and 4 scores, the kind of veteran possession threat that lets a young quarterback play on schedule. The one wart, 48 sacks allowed at a 7.8% sack rate. Protection was a soft spot, but May's processing covered for it most weeks. The defining throw came in week 10 in Tampa, third quarter, Patriots 14, Buccaneers 7. May dropped one in the bucket short right to Kyle Williams, who took it 72 yards for the touchdown, a plus 5.73 expected points play. That's the offense in miniature, accuracy, and explosive finish. Now let's dig into the rushing offense. 2,195 rushing yards, 129.1 a game, 4.4 a carry, 6th in the league. But the expected points number tells the truth, minus 14.4 on the ground for the season, 19th in football. Translation, a lot of yards, not always in the right spots. The two-back rotation carried it. Trevion Henderson took the bigger workload, 180 carries for 911 yards, 9 touchdowns, 5.1 a clip, and plus 149 rushing yards over expected on the season. Boom or bust on the ground, 85 explosive plays on offense, but stretches where the run game was just collecting 4-yard gains on first down. Next up, the pass defense, and this is where the season gets quietly impressive. The Patriots allowed minus 32.1 expected points added through the air and gave up just 206.6 passing yards a game, 69th percentile against the pass. But here's the catch, they only got home for 35 sacks all season, 26th in the league. The pass rush did not consistently win one-on-ones. What saved the unit was opportunism, 19 total takeaways, including 10 interceptions, and the secondary made big plays in big spots. The one that mattered most came in week 5 in Buffalo, third quarter. Bills down 3 at the Patriots' own 19. Josh Allen tried to fit one to Khalil Shakir over the middle, and Marcus Jones jumped it in the red zone. A minus 3.72 expected points swing that flipped the game. Patriots won 23-20. That's the pass defense's identity. You'll move the ball, but they'll take it from you when it matters. In the run defense, tighter story here. They allowed 102.1 rushing yards a game and posted minus 13.5 expected points added against the run, slightly better than league average, 56th percentile. They gave up just 11 rushing touchdowns all season, the number that matters most. When offenses got to the red zone, the Patriots made them throw it. The front held its ground week to week with very little variance.
steady floor, low ceiling, and combined with the takeaway heavy secondary, enough to win 14 regular season games?
Muffed! Season MVP is Drake May, and it's not close. 354 for 492, 4,394 yards, 31 touchdowns to 8 picks, plus 9.1 completion percentage over expected. The number one passer in football by adjusted net yards per attempt. The one thing this team has to fix is the pass rush. 35 sacks for the season, 26th in the league, 22nd percentile, and a young quarterback covering for 48 sacks taken on the other side. The takeaways masked it in the regular season. Against Seattle in the Super Bowl, it didn't.
That's the Patriots 2025 season. Two things before you go. One, if you want this every week when the season kicks off, subscribe to the Patriots feed wherever you're listening. Two, if you want the same treatment for your fantasy roster, head to muffed.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.